The Price of Inaction in Syria by Angelina Jolie. A few months into the Syrian conflict in 2011, I visited the Jordanian border at night, where shell-shocked Syrian families were crossing under cover of darkness to avoid sniper fire. A medic at the border post told me about a family who'd recently arrived. They carried with them their wounded 8-year-old son and his amputated leg. His leg had been severed in an airstrike. He begged them to bring it with him as they fled in the hope that it could somehow be reattached. At the time, I hoped that stories like his might force the world's rich and mighty countries to intervene to stop the violence. But now, nearly a decade later, it strikes me as a metaphor for the Syrian conflict itself, the shattered innocence of a generation of children, the irreversible damage inflicted upon a secular, multi-ethnic society, and the years of pleas for help that have gone unanswered. I've been to the Syrian region some 10 times since the conflict began. At first, the families I met were hopeful. They said, "Please tell people what is happening to us," trusting that once the truth was known, the world would come to their rescue. But hope curdled into anger and the struggle for survival. The anger of the father who held his baby up to me asking, "Is this a terrorist? Is my son a terrorist?" And the pain of families I met who faced daily choices about which of their children would get scarce food and medicine. We've seen countless images of Syrian children asphyxiated by gas, maimed by shrapnel, drowned on the shores of Europe, or, as I write, freezing to death in the cold of Syria's Idlib province. None of it has been enough to override the brutal indifference of the competing forces and interests contributing to the destruction of Syria. Far from healing Syria's wounds, the response of some external powers has been to inflict further injuries, bloodying their hands in the process.